Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And, yep, I greet you amidst all that goes on in the world, amidst the games of the worlders and those that have bought themselves into that system, to their own demise, to their own destruction, to their own hurt. You know, it's interesting for me, some of the processes that we end up going through while we're here in this life. You know, there's a listen, people are going to be who they are. And sometimes one of the biggest struggles that we end up having in this life is hoping that things will be something different. Because we're called in our time in the earth to do certain things as according to God's instruction and plan and purpose. But sometimes, you know, we end up desiring and hoping that people will be different, or we hope that they will maybe change their method of operation or change the way that they do something. But they don't. And because they don't, you know, sometimes we can waste time hoping that people will be different than they are. We can waste time and energy and effort and mind space. I'm going to talk a little bit about mind space today. We can waste mind space on things that are completely unnecessary. You know, okay, what is mind space? Or what is that space that you have where you're thinking and your mind is occupying with something? You know, I've noticed how a lot of times, even with the enemy of our souls, the enemies of God, one thing that they try to do to the people of God is to try to occupy that space in their minds with all sorts of foolishness, all sorts of drama, all sorts of craziness, so that you do not focus on that which is important. So you do not focus on that which is real, so that you do not focus on that which is eternal. So set your heart on things above. You know, that the instruction for the follower of Christ is always along those lines of where your attention, your heart, your thought, all that process is going towards. So when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, God says He'll take care of your needs. To not be worried or perplexed about anything, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. There you go again. Keeping your direction, your focus, your thoughts, your mindset going in a particular place. But what the enemy works to do is to try to scatter you. And see, this, the second that you get serious about your walk with Christ, that's when all hell breaks loose. Okay, until you actually make that decision, and it's a spiritual choice, and it's something that is seen in the realm of the spirit, not even necessarily in the realm of the natural. Listen, you can go to quote-unquote church every day and have never made a serious choice that about the real Christ, the real Jesus, the real thing. Listen, I know of, and it has been uncovered, several witches that sit in the front row of churches in multiple different countries. Front row seats. Full on, hardcore, just evil, evil women. And yet, they go there week in and week out. So it is not... I know. I actually had a discussion not long back with a guy that's very heavily involved in missions in Asia, and I raised that to him, and he agreed. You know, these are the people that are there. Now, how is it that you can have a witch sitting in the front row with her family, and yet week in and week out, that is never called out? And that is allowed to continue to go on and fester and just feed in and ooze into the rest of the people that are around there. That's not the only witch in those places. But you know, when light comes in, when truth comes in, it reveals, it exposes, and it makes people uncomfortable. It makes people have to deal with things that they never wanted to deal with before. And you will always get that attempt of the enemy to try to sow in division, discord, but to try to get close to and corrupt. It's ingrained in them. They are assigned by the enemy. Sometimes they are knowing participants, and sometimes they are just weak-willed people that are taken over by the enemy, and they are used for that purpose. And because they don't know truth, because they're not one of God's, because they have not been given over, they will be used by the enemy to attack the true children of light. Now, how do you respond? I felt it's important to give some some practical advice on this a little bit today, because I mean, we've been at this for a while. You know, we do what God has for us to do. We put it out there. Freely we receive, freely we give. We give it out there, and people use it all over the world, and it is what it is, and that's all it is. And yet, in the midst of this, it has been amazing, amazing to us how the enemy has continued to persist. And this is how we know we're doing a good job, by the way, is when that gauge. Because if you're not a threat to the enemy, then there's going to be no reason to shoot at you. There's going to be no reason to stalk you. There's going to be no reason to attack you. It is when you are actually destroying the works of the devil. Now the devil, he's trying to mount a counteroffensive against you. So you've got to know that that's going to be part of it. That's part now. But how now do you respond? Well, realize that the enemy is going to work in different ways. But some of the patterns that are there, because in Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes, it talks about us not being ignorant of the devil's schemes. And that word schemes, the same, or sorry, not Ecclesiastes, Ephesians, that's what we meant. There we go. That, you know, we're not ignorant of the devil's schemes. And that same word that we get, the word, the devil's schemes, is the same word we get the word methods. The devil has methods. And you know, and with the methods that the enemy has, you've got to understand that he's going to run them because they've worked for him time and time and time again. The enemy has used certain methods, and those methods have worked. So he's just working with what it is that he's got and what it is that he can try to do over and again. So now, what are some of those things? Well, here it is. Back to that place of when you make that decision for Christ and you're going that way. Well, now Jesus is the gate, he's the door, and you're on the way out of the prison. If you're directing towards him, if you're following the voice and the leading of the Holy Spirit, if Jesus Christ is leading and guiding you, now you're on the way out of the prison. And as you're on the way out of the prison, now all the forces of hell are activated to try to now keep you in the prison. Why? Because as long as you're in the prison, you can be harvested. So it doesn't matter if you are the wealthiest man in the world or the poorest man in the world. It doesn't matter if you have fame and accolades or if you are just a complete recluse. It doesn't matter as long as you're in the prison. Because if you're on the Titanic, when it sinks, you drown. So the goal is to keep you on the Titanic when it sinks. Doesn't matter at what level, doesn't matter at what height, just to keep you there. So if it is possible to keep you there, then they will keep you there. Because there's only one door and one gate and one way out, and that is Jesus. So because Jesus is the door, the gate, the way out, without you accessing that, the real thing, not the fake thing now. See, the fake thing is that will still keep you in the prison. Because there is a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. There is a religious system that many will come to God on that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this and didn't we do that in your name? And he'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I don't know you. I was never... Basically, his spirit was never consummated with that person. That person was never consummated with him. They were never one in the Father. They were never the fulfillment of the prayer in John 17, where I am in the Father and the Father is in me, that they may be one in us. That was his prayer. That is the unification, the fusing of the Spirit that happens in the follower of Christ. You become the ingrafted branch in the earth. You become, you only do what you see the Father doing. You walk it out. Now, that is the path. And you live that moment to moment, day by day, while you're here in the earth. So the goal of the world is going to be to... Just even as Jesus said, you know, I have not lost any of those that were given to me by God. That he found and he kept all of them. The world, at being the counterfeit, wants to keep everybody. And now, in order to keep you, it has to engage your free will to be part and parcel of that system. So... Now, how does it do that? Well, okay. First of all, it's going to try to bring you in and to try to get you to take your place in the world. So, free will needs to be engaged. And, you know, one method is trying to seduce you into the world. So that always comes with honey. Oh my gosh. And the offers that come will be, you know, they will just continue to get bigger and bolder and stronger, whatever it takes to get you to. But and with Jesus in Luke chapter 4, it was Lucifer, you know, the devil in the temptation, literally said, you know, look, bow down your knee. Worship me, and I'll give you all of this, all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. It'll be given to you just like that, because it's mine to give. And Jesus didn't refute that, because part of the dynamic that we were born into here is light and dark coexisting, so that we can have an expression of free will. So that we can see exactly what it is that we're having right now, and you can make a choice. So Jesus, you know, dealing with that from the Word, from the truth, from the eternal perspective, you know, get away from me, Satan. You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. So there was no, for him, Jesus knew, you know, where the devil was coming from with all that. And he saw right through the deception. He saw right through just trying to lock him into that system again. And how many times, though, since that time, has the devil made that offer? Over and over and over again. In fact, here, let's go to Luke chapter 4 and in verse 5 it says, and the devil, taking him unto a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So we, as the follower of Christ, we make that same decision and that same choice. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. We worship the Lord our God, and him only do we serve. Now, in this process, in this walking this out, because you have made your decision to bow your knee before the King of Kings and not the prince of this world system, the prince of the power of the air, because you have chosen light and not dark, now you are going to be a target. And because you are a target, You also need to prepare yourself for what that means and how you need to walk that out. So the ways the enemy will try to get you back into the prison, seduction is one, to seduce you. And now here's how that works too. Remember when Jesus was being tempted, and when Jesus was struggling with that in Gethsemane, and that attack of the enemy, that scriptures, when he was, the enemy was looking for any point of weakness in Jesus, something to hook onto. And he had nothing in him. That was what Jesus said. He's got nothing in me. There is nothing of the world in Christ Jesus that the enemy could hook onto. And this is why, if you've got something, if you've got a desire, if you've got something that has not been put at Christ's feet, if you have something that is something you desire more than Christ, then that is going to be the point where the enemy will work to snare you. So if you desire success in this world more than Christ, if you desire a partner, if you desire that person more than Christ, if you desire if anything more than him, then you are not worthy of him. And that will be the very thing that will be used by the enemy to snare you back. And many times through offering you the very thing that you think you want. Now, the trap of the enemy is set up as such to offer you what it is you think you want. And the process that God puts his people through is also a trying process. It's a burning process. It's a place where all these things are burned out of us. But in order to take that to the fullest measure and fruition, you yourself have to make a decision and a choice and say, Lord, your will, not mine, be done every day. And you allow that prayer to burn out everything in you, so that what is left is just the reflection of Christ through the uniqueness of how he made you. Because each of and every one of us is different. Each and every one of us is unique. Each and every one of us has been given different skills, talents, abilities, desires, inclinations. And those have to be allowed to manifest the way that God desired for them to manifest, because through you, because that is part of fruition and fulfillment in your own life. But that will happen when all has been laid down at his feet and you do not hold anything above that position that is reserved for only the Lord your God. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So when you have something else in that position, success, and the world traps many a person. That desire, when a person is incomplete within themselves and they put that desire on somebody else, that desire for another person, how many people compromise and destroy themselves in that process rather than surrendering unto God? They try to spiritualize something. I've seen many a life, destroyed just because they didn't put that in the right perspective and frame that the right way. You can waste so much of that which is your time in the earth just by holding on to something that God would have for you just to let go unto him. But the enemy will try through seduction, that's one, and seducing you to that which you desire, which may seem like a good thing in your own mind, but in the end, it is a trap and it is a snare, and it will pull you back, onto the deck of the Titanic. Or, here's another one, is just all out oppression. So, you know, when the enemy is unable to seduce you back and to lull you into complacency and to bring the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world to grow them up around you and to choke you out and to make you unfruitful, like the parable of the sower discusses, if that's not going to work, full-on oppression. And this is activating all of that witchcraft and all of that, the workers of the enemy that he has at his disposal, that he can put towards and direct towards you, and he will turn them on full blast. You know, this is where it's fascinating. You should look at what happens with Faith Mix out of curiosity in this regard. Because imagine this. We provide a free service to the world, thanking God for the opportunity to share a gift that God has given us, and yet how there are those that are out there that just seething stalkers that just cannot even they don't even know why they do what they do. You know, they are the fulfillment of, you know, when Jesus was praying, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they do. Like, they don't even know what they do. You know, if somebody had a problem with us or an issue with us, then why are they so obsessed with us? You know, and why would they waste years of their life following us? Well, there's no light in them, that's for sure. There's no truth in them, that's for sure. There's no hope in them, that's for sure. And they live a miserable existence only to then put their head down in sorrow, tormented by the devil their whole lives. You know, it is a sad thing. You know, at the same time, though, too, here's something as well. God quickens his people because we're in a war here, all right? You're in a warfare. You are in spiritual warfare, and we're talking some practical stuff today. You, my brothers and sisters, are quickened to deal with this like a war. So in Ephesians chapter 10, where it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There it is, the wiles of the devil, the methods of the devil, the things that he does. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs. Okay, and he goes on speaking a little bit about Tychicus and a little bit of housekeeping there, which we do that too occasionally in our discussions. But here, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, all right? Our warfare is a spiritual warfare. And because it's a spiritual warfare, brothers and sisters, you are called into that. And to know the weapons of your warfare and to use them is going to be important for your time in the earth. So, for example, right now, in Jesus' name, for every attack of the enemy that has been sent my way, in Jesus' name, I send it back to those senders. And I wrap it on them. and I let it stay with them. And either they repent in Jesus' name and get right with God, the real thing, or they die in that. Done. In Jesus' name, sealed. And you know, the thing is our prayers are powerful. See, for us, God will put us out there, and He's put you out there, and we shine like lights in the earth. But at the same time, the darkness hates that light that's in you. So it will come, and it will come after you. But when it does, you are not just to sit there like a punching bag. No. You are called upon to engage in this. And sometimes just existing and carrying on and overcoming is all that God wants you to do. Sometimes He wants you to pray. He wants you to send stuff back. You're doing the work of God by destroying the works of the devil. Now, we're still here. You know, I don't check the web traffic very much because, you know, for us, it's just something that we just do what we do and then we call it a day. But I was curious the other day, and it is amazing how much FaithMix has grown and people listen all over the world to this. And thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for the platform that we have to be able to do this. And I've said it before that, you know, there may be a window in the future where either, you know, where for whatever reason we may not be doing this. Either, you know, God may say that's good, and I want people to either take what they've already have and go with it, or He may just say, you know, or the technology may happen. We've had 2 DNS attacks, you know, on our site last year from Russia. You know, and thank God for the team that we have that know what they're doing, that can clean some of that up. But you know, of course, those attacks will be out there. But those are natural things. But those are because of what we do in the realm of the spirit. Now, when the enemy shoots at you, you know, we've been given different things to deal with these attacks that come from that spiritual dimension. So we take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. We, therefore, having our loins girded about with truth, and we are about truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, right standing with God, then when we are in that right standing place with God, that protects us. And your feet shall with the preparation of the gospel of the peace. And we proclaim that gospel and that truth. And the only place, the only way you will ever, ever know peace is by knowing Christ Jesus and being made one with Him. Without that, you are never at peace. So all these people that shoot at you and stalk you and do all these things, none of them are at peace. Not a one. That's why they obsess over you. They're not at peace because they don't know Jesus. They wouldn't know Jesus if He showed them an ID badge. But they go every Sunday. And they sit in the front row. Lord Jesus, please help these poor, lost people. And if at all possible, Lord God, I know all things are possible with You. I pray, Father, for their redemption and their salvation. Lord, that You would, like You did for Paul, You would take them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And brothers and sisters, you're going to get fiery darts. They're going to come. They're going to be venomous, poisonous, fiery darts that the enemy is going to shoot and throw at you. So know that that's going to be there. That is going to be part of your experience in the world. But the shield of faith and trust, you trust in God and you know the one that you serve. You know the one that has led you and guided you. You know your position with Him and you go forward in that. Now, just that will quench, that will stop so much of this stuff if you just are moving forward in that which you already know. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So, and we do use that sword of the Spirit. And every time we do a work that God directs us to do, it slices, it cuts, it destroys, it brings light and truth. And it moves through that which the enemy once controlled is now no longer there. And that is why, brothers and sisters that are on the side of truth, those of you that tune in, who are far, 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 far more than the ones that are coming here on assignment from the enemy. But those of you that tune in because of it is that word and that truth that God brings forth, it cuts through. And the truth, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we pray in the Spirit. We pray. We do the works of the Father. We destroy the works of the enemy. And here's another thing too. One other thing that the enemy wants to do. Listen. The enemy wants to try to take up your mind space, your thought life, to make you have to try to deal with their garbage. And the desire to bring clutter into your mind and into your thoughts. So they will lob things in the realm of the Spirit to try to oppress you and to try to just put you down and to press you down and to grind you down. Those are demonic and satanic things that they do to their own hurt, by the way, because in the long run, listen to me closely, in the long run, all of those things that you do along those lines in participation with the enemy, they cling to your own soul. And they destroy the one that participates with the enemy like that. There is not a single person that went the way of darkness, that went the way of the enemy, that went in that deception, that did not get chewed up and destroyed. We continue to do what we do because this is one of the few places where you will get what God gives straight and clean without an ulterior motive or objective. It is just going to be what God gives. And in the hope that some will turn and be saved. Some will be brought out of that trap that they're in. In the hope that those that have made a choice for Christ will be encouraged and strengthened, knowing that the trials and the afflictions that you face are common among the brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. Listen, all of us get shot at. All of us get attacked. All of us get slandered. All of us have people that make up malicious and conniving things. And they just carry on like that. Just spewing venom. Like it's nothing. You know, I'm amazed. I occasionally will go online and just look at things. It's amazing how there's so much venom inside of people, and particularly where people will do things anonymously or through fake profiles. Like, I've seen that a lot of times, but do they not realize that God knows and sees all things? And to put out, whatever you do is seen and known by God. And whatever you do, you have to give an account in the end to your Creator. So, just keep that in mind. And, for the follower of Christ, be a force of good in the earth. You know, be a force of good. What have you and I done to help, to bless, to do the works that the Father would have us to do in the earth? What is the revealed will of God? Have we done that? Well, then do it. You know, I mean, for listen, you don't ever have to listen here again. Go do what it is that God has for you to do and carry on. Do what God has for you to do. You will find your fulfillment in moving forward with what God has gifted you for already. And know that there is going to be oppression. There is going to be attempts by the enemy to bring you back, to pull you back, to twist, to turn, to do all of that. But you continue forward. Use the weapons of your warfare that have been given to you by God. Use that power that you have in His name. When the enemy sends something to you, send it back. Send it back in Jesus' name. Always, in Jesus' name, send it back. Because you, my brother, you, my sister, you work the works of the Father, and you do that which He has put in front of you to do, and you are kind to others, and you seek to bless others, and you are a help and a friend and a beautiful soul. And yet, in the midst of all of that, the enemy comes, the world is not worthy of you. So know that in the midst of this, God knows what's going on as well. And He is changing things. Things are shifting as well. And all that was done before, that which was something that was intended by the enemy, God is turning around and working for good. Nothing that was ever done in secret is going to be hidden. All will be made known. So that's part of light coming in. That's part of truth coming in. That's part of all of this stuff being exposed and revealed. That is going to be... Listen, if you don't like truth, if you don't like light, if you don't like that transition of what God is doing, you're going to have a hard time, because it is only going to escalate. As the world continues to move forward, all is going to be shaken. God has promised that He will shake everything that can be shaken. So, the best place you can be is before the King of Kings, aligned with Him. This day, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, have Your way, and I'm here, ready to go. And in that place, God will take care of you. He'll watch over you. He will provide for you. He will direct you. You will have incredible fulfillment in your life, in your time in the earth. So carry on with what God is doing and trust Him and be blessed. Know that we love you. Praying for you guys. God bless you. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And yeah, it is all good. And just know that... people, let them be who they are. You carry on and do the works of God that He has for you to do. And in that, bless you. Talk to you soon. God bless you. All right. Bye.